What's going on, everybody? Eric Lindquist at Stochastic here on the Odd Chopper channel, coming to you with another edition of Lindy's Lanes, Likes, and Locks. Hit that like button, subscribe button, notification bell goes a long way for me on this video, goes a long way for you. That way you become a prize of ever great content is going live here at our little neck of the YouTube woods, my friends. It's been effing great content. Not good content. It's been great content. 10-3 now for the Locks, for the people. We got Jalen Brunson by a mile. Probably one of the easier plays of the entire season when you see a 40% usage rate attached to it. Felt good about that. But my God, I'm kind of a coward. Again, had half a unit there on the Minnesota side, ended up cashing it out. And then I ended up putting the half unit back on Minnesota before tip as it moved up to 6.5 and 7. And I can't believe how good my Minnesota Timberwolves are. I just really, really cannot believe it. It is unbelievable to witness what we are witnessing right now. But the key part, friends, we ended up getting you that Jalen Brunson and that Minnesota W. Let me double check here on Mr. McDaniels here. Because again, that was one that ended up just being a really small play for me overall. But he is sitting there with 5 points. Hopefully he can get us over the hump there. Save him up, though. I'm okay with it. I'll burn half a unit to the gods. MLB was incredible here the last couple of days, starting from last Wednesday until this. Well, hopefully it continues here on Tuesday for sure. But it's been running good. And then the NBA streets can't possibly be better. But I want to throw this out there for you. Promo code Dinger. Hopefully one of us can pick a home run from Odd Chopper on Tuesday. Follow us over on X. If that ends up hitting, you can sign up for Odd Chopper down below for $1. Now, one of those home runs has to hit. And as soon as it does, it goes active for 24 hours. So be on the lookout for it. Otherwise, you can sign up right now and be able to get my premium betting card for NBA, for MLB, for everything there. If you have questions, I have answers in that Discord, or you can hit me up on X at Eric Lindquist. But sign up down below, $15. $15 it is for your first week, $49.95 there for your first month. It becomes $12 if you use promo code Lindy, L-I-N-D-Y, friends. 20% off. There you go. Right there for you as we get going. But yeah, that's really all I have here from the top. Hopefully you enjoyed Monday's video. I know you did. If you tailed, I saw Doug, my guy Doug. Want to give him a shout out because he's just smashing the Caesars game. But if you fired that one up, let's get to you some more goodies here on Tuesday. Got one lock on the card for you. A lot of likes. Let's get to the picks. My favorite thing in the entire universe is when you get these game ones, you just have a good feel for it. Like a good sense of what's going to happen here. Now, Kristaps Porzingis, obviously it's a huge bummer. He's dinged up. He won't be out there on Tuesday. Hopefully they get him back here in the playoffs. I'm expecting him to get back in a couple weeks, it would be. This shouldn't be that laborious of a series. Now, Cleveland, they're the more dangerous team between Orlando or Cleveland, purely because Orlando's still young, looking for that one or two. They need some shooting. They need a little bit of shooting to help them out because defensively, really stout. But that's really going to be Cleveland's MO here, trying to do everything they can to slow it out. But huge Q tag on their side. Jarrett Allen potentially showing up here again. Rib contusion continues to be an issue. Sounds like breathing has been bad for him. Sounds like he's had some issues just working back from it. It's weird to see a rib contusion take this long to get better, which freaks me out a little bit, but to a certain extent, because now there's numbers that are starting to look interesting for us. So anywho, the way I break this down when there are just two games or fewer on the slate, I go lean like lock, something I'm thinking about betting, something I bet for a small amount, and then a lock. Generally, it's the full unit still, but sometimes it'll be the half unit. I will always specify and let you know if it's like a true lock, one lock to rule them all, one lock to find them, or whatever you want to say. Anywho, the Boston Celtics, they're still the best team in the NBA. And I just went through modeling each individual player here, even with Kristaps Porzingis off the floor. Plus 10.8 adjusted net rating, still plus 8.8, still would be the best team in the NBA by a full two per game over Oklahoma City and Minnesota. I have tied there in the 2-3 slot. So that's kind of interesting. Denver now fourth. I mean, they were already fourth going into this game on Monday, and that was kind of why we liked Minnesota. But anywho, in this spot, the lean I'm going to throw out there is the same one that I fired up last time out. Ended up getting the easy W on him, but one of the quieter things that happens when you remove a guy like Kristaps Porzingis is there are small ball lineups that I think can get introduced, and I do think that they're going to be very live if you have a Jared Allen off the floor. Now, the reason I haven't bet this yet is I'm waiting to find out what happens with Jared Allen, because I don't find a lot of minutes here for Peyton Pritchard. In the event that Jared Allen is in this basketball game, you'd be looking at Garland, Mitchell. That's going to be a lot of Jrue Holiday and Derek White. Don't know if you noticed, but if you get Jared Allen out, they move Mobley to the five. We've seen Okoro start in some of the smaller lineups. We saw Caris LeVert's minutes ramped up, and we even saw Sam Hauser out there for a stint in that second quarter of the game seven. So lots of ways that this could work out for Peyton Pritchard. But as I work through what I believe the game one rotations are going to be, he's on the outside looking in at his current line of 6.5 points. I would definitely want to fire this up if I knew Jared Allen was out, but I don't know Jared Allen is going to be out. So Peyton Pritchard over 6.5 points. That's your lean here in this spot. Speaking of which, I do think Jared Allen plays. And I do think that books are basically listing him with baseline rates that aren't reflective of what his line should be in the event that he was a full run. Now, they're kind of straddling the middle with limitations here, but remember, if he doesn't play, your ticket gets voided. So for me, this isn't like something on FanDuel where a batter is going to be out and, you know, a home run play that you end up betting earlier in the day. If he shows up at any point in the game to pitch hit or replaces somebody to play defense or a pinch runner, then that home run play is left. That's not how this works. In NBA, the ticket is simply voided. Now, I know a lot of you like to parlay a lot of my picks. Obviously not my thing. I will specify when I do or when I round robin home runs. That was fun the other day. But very much looking at this spot, friends, with Cleveland and having Jared Allen invested at 26.5 PRA, pretty much close to that minus 110, minus 115 type number here. Jared Allen on the season, 16.5, 10.7, and 2.7. And that is in 31 minutes per game. I have him in for 31 minutes per game, but that is still 29, and it's still sitting there, friends. Well, I know a lot of people hate when I say friends, and I've been saying it a lot, but I really don't care. I do think that this is a great opportunity to just play Jared Allen for a small play or get the ticket voided, because this is like the low end of minutes I would expect if he's active. They're not going to put him out there at less than, you know, 80% at this point after missing games 5, 6, 7. I mean, there's an opportunity now for Jared Allen to get back into the mix and really, really make a difference here in this spot with no Kristaps Porzingis on the other side. Lots of minutes for, you know, Al Horford, which, you know, Al Horford's a great defensive player. He's out there to specifically do a lot of those things. He's not out there to score at this point in his career, that's for sure. But Kristaps Porzingis is all of a like 7'3", 245. A little bit different when you have a 6'10 Al Horford in the middle there for a guy like Jared Allen rebounding wise. So I think that this is a great opportunity to bet this and then know that it's voided in the on the backside of things. So we talked about Pritchard has to do with Jared Allen being out. And then Jared Allen, if he is in, obviously this is the priority play. And if he ends up out, this gets voided. And I'm going to try to react to that immediately and get on Pritchard. But no matter what way you slice it, I'm going to bet Boston -11.5, 4-1 against the spread. Obviously the game two losing outright didn't hurt my feelings whatsoever. Still nearly three units there on the Boston side. They continue to be the best team in the NBA with or without Kristaps Porzingis. Maybe my Minnesota Timberwolves have ascended past it based on the way that they look tonight in game two against the Denver Nuggets. But this is an auto play for me. Again, going to the adjusted net rating, you're talking about 10.8. Kristaps Porzingis has no doubt been an important part of this team, but Al Horford is going to be just fine and serviceable out there. And you're going to definitely have Tatum and Brown and White and Holiday that are all out there trying to slow down Donovan Mitchell. I think they'll have success doing so at home in Boston. And I don't see a lot of offense coming off the bench in the version of a Caris LeVert against this Boston Celtics team, against this version of a team on the other side, a little bit different having Orlando coming to your place in a game 7. So give me the -11.5, the fresher team, the better team. Papa Joe. No, that's not what I was going to say. We don't talk about them. Boston -11.5. BetMGM. There we go. Shiny new thing. First bet safety net, friends. $1,500 in bonus bets. Up to $1,500 in bonus bets. That is, if you bet your thing down at the link below over at BetMGM and it loses. Again, here's how it works. You go to the link below. You bet $20 or $50 or $100 or whatever you want when you deposit and sign up at BetMGM down below. And you play that first bet. And if it wins, awesome. Collect your money. If you don't, get it back in bonus bets at that amount up to $1,500. So if it's $250, if it's $300, if it's $500, whatever it is that you're comfortable with, friends, sign up at as many sportsbooks as possible. Get exposure to the best line every single time. That'll save you money over the long run. That is the important part, but especially important to take advantage of these massive offers that sportsbooks are giving, such as BetMGM. Only if you're 21 and over. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. Next game we go. Again, I love game ones. I'm very, very excited for Tuesday, but I have no idea what to expect here in this series. Dallas, only 3.5 point dogs going into OKC. And again, I'll just go right back to the adjusted net rating here. Dallas is further down my board. I've got them at 12th. Dunks and Threes has them at 13th. No, 14th it is overall in the entire association. Now, that's assuming a healthy Milwaukee, assuming a healthy Philadelphia. Sacramento was up there too, which again is kind of embarrassing at this point in time, how bad they played at the end of the season. And DPL, pace, possession length, whole thing. It's a whole issue with Sacramento. We haven't talked about them forever, and I'm not going to talk about them now. I just want to talk about how 3.5 is a pretty short number coming off of a Pelican series where OKC gave them the business. And Dallas, they got done what they needed to do. Game 6 at home looked much, much better as the series went along and started to firm up some rotations. But two things I want to point out. One, Tim Hardaway Jr. added. And two, Maxi Kleba removed. Maxi Kleba going to be out for a long time with a right shoulder injury. They're going to be forced into a lot, and I do mean a lot, of Daniel Gafford and Derek Lively no matter what now. Now, there's a chance, if there's foul trouble or anything else, that Dwight Powell could get enacted into duty. But on the other side of this one, Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren, this is a team that doesn't necessarily rebound very well, and it's kind of by design. And what do I mean by that? I mean that Oklahoma City, the entire series, has basically said, you know what? We don't care about rebounding, we care about difficult possessions for our opposition, and we care about shooting efficiency from three for ourselves. Best three-point shooting team on that end of the floor the entire series, or the entire season, 38.8% from three. And then defensively, what do? They just basically stop you and force you into mid-range, force you into difficult decisions. And with Jalen Williams, with SGA, with Chet Holmgren, they just can rotate, switch, and do whatever they want on the defensive end. They basically not sell out on rebounding. It's definitely something that, you know, we saw Jonas Valanciunas destroy them on the boards, but Jonas Valanciunas was still a net negative because of how good Oklahoma City is at playing their game. Now, Dallas is the more experienced team. I don't think anybody's going to question that one, but that's where I'm kind of running into an issue here. I don't really know where I want to go with this game or this total that seems a little auspiciously low to me as well. Now, it's not going to be on the card like that 217.5, which, by the way, smashed for that Knicks Indy game. That was a silly total. Can't wait for it to just jump to 222 and have to adjust next time, but we'll take a look. We'll see what happens. Both teams were a little bit more efficient maybe than expected, but it was still just a really low number. But I'm just going to talk props here for this one. I know a lot of people just want to get the plays. You got the Boston lock. I hope you can be happy with that, but I don't have a great read on Dallas OKC. I want to see some of the rotations. I do want to see what they're doing with the center position without Maxi Kleba, where he can't clean up any of those minutes. It's going to be Gafford for around 2021. And then you've seen Derek Lively play awesome defense here for this Dallas Mavericks team, doing a lot of really, really good things that you don't see young rookies do on the defensive end of the floor throughout that entire series against the Clippers and Zubats. Again, a pretty experienced, polished center in the association. So let's just talk a lean Daniel Gafford under 9.5 points. I do think we're going to see more Lively as a result of just how good he was in that Clippers series. I know Gafford will end up being the starter. He'd have to really outperform expectations, though, to get beyond the 20-22 minutes that I would be looking at for him here. I think we get the lion's share going towards Derek Lively here for the foreseeable future. And again, they are the dogs. They'll probably do whatever they can to try to win the game. If Gafford plays well, you're probably going to see this line completely smashed. So I don't want to be betting it here as of right now. Probably no way that it ends up on the card, but it is my second favorite play that I have on the board here. Now, I've been thinking about this total a lot, I will say. That was the other... I just closed out my spreadsheet. Don't mind me. Anyway, just been thinking about this total, something that I definitely was thinking about as well. So that could be like lean number two if you really want it. But Josh Giddey, over 11.5 points, is the only play I have here. Now, this guy's not the most popular play on the entire universe, but I think this series is going to set up a little bit better for him than what that Pelicans did. One for one, the Pelicans played really, really good defense. But that's not necessarily going to be something that has to happen for him to stay on the floor of this series, because Kyrie Irving, Luka Doncic, they're going to get theirs. They're just going to. And I don't think that, you know, you get ripped off the floor as much for them torching you as what you do for Herbert Jones, Trey Murphy, guys of that nature, not being able to switch and deal with the ball screens there. But I think you're going to see Josh Giddey with the size, with his rebounding capability. I think he's going to stay on the floor a little bit more. And 11.5 is a pretty low number. I think eventually Oklahoma City, as this series, as they continue on in the playoffs, it might just be the end of this series, you never know, but Isaiah Joe, Jalen Williams, Aaron Wiggins, Cason Wallace, these minutes are going to get trimmed eventually for these guys, and we're going to see Giddey play 30 plus. I think I'm just going to keep him at 30 here in this spot. And even then, we're talking 11.5 points. I think it's a pretty advantageous number to jump on for Josh Giddey. Only play I really have for you here. Again, it's a pretty bleak game. None in the lock department. Enjoy that first one. Boston 11.5. Yeah, we're going to fire that one up. But don't really see a total. Don't really see anything from a spread perspective. Again, if you want it, the total, I think, is the thing that is standing out the most to me next. But don't want to give you a bad play. It's going too well. Let's not do that. And that does it for another edition of Lindy's Leans, Likes, and Locks in the NBA playoff streets. Head to the comment section below. Let me know how Monday was for you. If you followed a lot of the stuff, I bet it was a pretty good Monday for you. That's for sure. Hopefully Tuesday can be more of the same. But game one's going to be some unknowns, looking at some rotations. Want to really, really peel back what it is that we think we know here going into some of the series. Want to be a little bit cautious. Try to react to some recency bias more so than try to react to like what we don't know, which are the rotations for some of these spots. Again, Dwight Powell, if he cuts into the minutes of Gafford, that'd be a good thing. And I'd be mad that I wasn't on the under of 9.5 points, but such is life. Boston feel pretty good about that one. So head to that comment section below. Let me know if there's anything else that you really need me to know. Producer Jacob, that's really all we got here. Let's keep it rolling though. Lots of momentum in the MLB and the NBA streets. Feeling really good about the reads, feeling really good about the process. Let's keep it going. Until next time, friends, I'm Eric Lindquist. Best of luck in the NBA streets on Tuesday.